on a dark desert highway, hot ash in my hair, warm smell of volcanoes, we could chew on the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmer of heat. My head grew heavy and the sights were grim, burned the hair off my feet. There she lobbed in the doorway, webs and chittering fangs. And I was thinking to myself that I'd actually prefer orc gangs. Then she bit Mr. Frodo, and she dragged him away. There were goblins out of Barad-dûr, I thought I heard them say. Welcome to the Mordor bed and breakfast. Such a lovely place,
such a lovely place.
Drop him on his face. Plenty of room at the Mordor bed and breakfast. Any time of year,
any time of year,
they've prepared a beer. Their menu's nifty and twisted. They've got the best hobbit hash. And their bangers and mash plate is really banged up and mashed. The hail a rave in the courtyard, foul orcish air. Some drink for a reason, most drink cause it's there. So I snuck past the watchmen, all passed out from wine. They won't have a proper 1420 till 1969. And Smeagol's voice is calling from far away. Piece of crap led us right into a trap, I thought I heard him say. Welcome to the Mordor bed and breakfast. Such a lovely place,
such a lovely place,
such a blasted waste. Dying alone at the Mordor bed and breakfast. From the Uruk-hai,
from the Uruk-hai,
under Sauron's eye. Mirror of Galadriel, who'd have warned of this jail? We were both just prisoners there, it was time to bail. We got inside Orodruin, Frodo put on the ring. But then Gollum bit his finger off and brought down the whole damn thing. Last thing I remember, I was floating on a rock, thinking about the girl back home as me and Frodo ran out the clock. Just relax, said a nice man, it was Gandalf on giant birds. And now I'd sing to you the final chorus, but I don't know the words.